Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast. It is an exciting event for me today because I get to talk to, I'm going to jump right in. When you're listening to this, next week I'll be in New York. So those of you who are meeting me in New York, give me a call or send me an email. I can get to my email from my iPhone all the time. I say that for a reason because the two guests waiting for me, they can probably hear me. I will be chatting with God damn it, my telephone. I have to turn on my phone. Sorry, GSM interference. Anyway, I'll be talking to two young podcasters from my homeland, Malaysia, and they are here to chat with us, and their website is called geeksweeklytv.com, and I'll definitely put a link there, but I would like to introduce to all my listeners, and this is going to be a tech show, somewhat podcast, you know, if you're bored, but no, you're not going to be bored because we have two young talents here to chat with us. So anyway, I will introduce you to them right now. And one of them, there are two of them. One of them is Paul and the other one is Andrew. And we'll have them introduce themselves more and personally do that. Welcome to the show, Paul and Andrew.
Hi.
Hello.
I just like to say that...
You are, and this is Paul.
Yes, I'm Paul, and I hate John R. with passion because he keeps rubbing it in that he's got an iMac and a MacBook and an iPhone.
Isn't that one of your shows? Rubbing it in? Your last show was rubbing. Well, not last show, when this airs.
It's okay if I do it.
I know. I totally understand you. And the thing is, the sad thing is, maybe Andrew's going to go out and get a MacBook Air. Wouldn't that be cool,
Andrew?
If you do?
No, I'm never going to get a MacBook Air. Come on, John. It's just too expensive here in Malaysia.
It is. Well, it's expensive here, too. Hello. But anyway,
Hi, everybody.
Let's get straight. I'm going to have you introduce yourself first. I'll have Paul introduce yourself first. Tell us a little bit about your background, how old you are, where you are, what you're doing right now, where you are in Malaysia. Paul.
I'm 5 years old. I'm 22.
It's 22.
Sorry, I've got the morning drunkenness thing.
Okay.
Like I was telling these guys earlier. I'm 22 years old, basically started as a pure Brittenberg geek, because I love technology, loved everything that has to do with computers.
Good.
Sort of started the revolution in my university of using a notebook computer to take down notes.
Oh.
And this kind of sprung down a few things. Because if you go to UC Berkeley, you go to any varsity in the U.S., you can see hordes of students sitting in the chairs.
Right.
And they've all got their notebook computers taking down notes.
Right.
But in Malaysia, this is not the mindset. And I was pretty surprised.
Well, do you know why?
Because... This is what I would say about the Malaysian mindset. We haven't exactly come into the realization of Web 2.0, and we haven't come into the realization of moving everything, our daily lifestyle online, or moving electronically. Sure. We still believe in photocopying paper, highlighting with a pen.
Photostat, we call it photostat.
Exactly.
We've been doing it for so long, and...
We're used to it, yeah.
Okay, do you go to school?
I go to University of Science Malaysia. That's all the way up in Penang.
Penang. You in Penang? And is Paul in Penang? I mean, is Andrew in Penang too?
I'm not in Ipoh.
You're in Ipoh. Okay, I've got to go into the... Okay, never mind. Anyway, thank you for the introduction. Now we'll go to Andrew. How old are you?
Yep, I am 22 as well, still studying.
You're from Ipoh?
Kind of. Yeah, from Ipoh.
And still in Ipoh?
Good food is everywhere.
That's true. Still in Ipoh?
Yep.
Well, how can you compete with Penang?
No, I am not.
You cannot compete with Penang for food. Oops, sorry.
Oh, really?
There's a Kajang fight?
Come on.
Ipoh and a Penang guy.
Excuse me, Kajang guy here.
Sorry, I love kanjang too. Anyway,
okay, fair enough. You got satay?
Yes.
Right, Kajang Sate.
We are... Kajang is in Selangor. Selangor is the copycat center of Malaysia. Because you've got everything. Honestly. Whatever you've got, dang, we've got too.
It's the photostat of Malaysia.
Yeah.
Not photostate, but photostat of Malaysia. So, okay, good. That was a good introduction. That's fun. It's because you don't really talk about that too much on your show, like about your personal stuff. It's like, I don't know how old you are, and I don't know where you go to school and all that. So that's great to know. Mm-hmm. And
that's because we've got boring lives.
Oh, no, you've got exciting topics to talk about. That's why. So let's see. I'm going to, both of you can chime in at any time. I will ask you a bit about your podcast. Sure. I won't ask you what it is yet. Well, I will eventually. But when did you start thinking about having the idea of doing? Whose idea is it to start a podcast? First of all,
well, it is my idea.
Andrew's
idea.
It
is my idea.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I conceived the idea back in March with another friend of mine.
Last year, 2007.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, did you start
kind of
one?
Because. Yeah, I was the one who started it.
What's
I
it
was
called?
Testing out some stuff. Geeks Weekly as well.
So I didn't know.
That kind of got delayed. That kind of got delayed, and then it got to when I met Paul, and I told him the idea, and he wanted to jump in on it.
Cool.
So we were testing out stuff and this and that. And then later on, we came to free softwares and this and that, and a way that we can record and edit at the same time.
And thank goodness for Skype, don't we all?
Yeah,
you can do shows from different locations.
And Google Talk.
Yeah, exactly. But here it is. I am sitting here in the studio, my downstairs studio in Kansas City. And we have Paul in Penang. Are you in Penang right now or are you in Kajang?
No, I'm in Kajang right now.
Oh, you're in Kajang. And in Kajang, and then having his satay. And then Andrew is in Ipoh having his ngao cai gai. Anyway.
Yes, definitely.
Tauge chicken rice rocks.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
no, it's not tauge chicken rice.
Tauge. Yeah, ngao cai gai. Anyway.
Tauge
chicken.
Okay. So it was Andrew's idea to start the show. And when was your first episode?
Back in October 13th or something later, if I'm not mistaken.
So last year, somewhat toward the end of last year.
Yep.
And how did you find who? I don't know who contacted Paul. Contacted me for, and I, you know, I've sent him a sort of a little crazy email. But anyway, so how did you find out about me and contact me?
Oh, dude, I knew you since before you were born.
Before I was born. Hello, yeah, and you're 22 years old, I'm 34.
Oh, Paul, you're putting yourself in a state where you're a whore, man.
Since when you were a little cell inside your mother's womb.
Little
man. Because, John, you've been... you're sort of a pioneer in Malaysia when it comes to podcasting. You sort of started the whole thing off.
Well, yeah,
I think Penang Hokkien. I think Penang Hokkien was the first Malaysian podcast. Mm-hmm. Was it? Was it not?
I have no idea. I think so, but I would assume so because I can't. Well, the reason why I started, and I don't know if my listeners would be bored about this, but the reason why I started my Penang Hokkien was because I was doing online since 2004. And I could not find any Malaysian content. I thought it would be nice to be able to hear sounds and people talking about Malaysia in Malaysia, and I could not find it. So I kept waiting. I waited for a year, and then I thought maybe I should start one so that I get to have people talk about the show. Oh, somebody's dog. And then talk about Penang stuff, or you know, for me it's Penang stuff, but Malaysian stuff on my show, that would probably get other people going as well. But you know, it hasn't really taken off that quickly. I'm glad. I think 2008, with my fingers and toes crossed, I think 2008 will be the year for Malaysian podcasts to at least take off, starting to take off, if not blossoming. So
I believe so myself. That's
good, good. And you know, we need is people like you, people like you to do content, and when you do your content, you, I'm sure, would recruit your friends or people who are of the similar interest to listen to your show, and then they would hear and they would probably think. So what inspired Andrew to say, oh, I can do this too? What was the cause of doing that? Were you listening to any tech shows from
what
the US?
What was the cause?
Yeah. What made you start the spark of, oh my gosh, I wanted to do this?
It kind of like went this way. I was subscribing to a lot of podcasts concerns tech. I was a geek myself. I messed with a lot of stuffs. And I kind of like, you know what? There's nothing in Malaysia that is talking about tech that is a style in a style of podcasting.
Right.
So I kind of like, why don't I start something like that?
Okay.
And
so that's how you started listening to other podcasts.
Some words from, a very famous tech podcaster, Leo Laporte. He was the one that says everybody should be doing podcasting. I was listening in, and I was kind of like, why don't I start that as well?
Exactly. And you'll be sending the same message to your own listeners too right now, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Just
start something. Just start something out there.
Okay, how
have
did
your
you,
voice out
how
in,
did
the,
you
in
two,
the public. Or...
How did you two meet?
It was over a cup of coffee under the stars.
It was all romantic.
Dinner.
I knew it.
We actually have a mutual friend. Like I told you, I'm in University Science Malaysia. So
USM, as we call it.
USM, right? I went over there. One of my course mates happens to be Andrew's, one of Andrew's best buddies, Zing. I met Zing. Now, and we wouldn't have, Zing wouldn't have actually introduced us to each other if it wasn't for the fact that Andrew was the only Linux user that Zing knew. And then all of a sudden I came in and I was also a Linux user. And then Zing was like, two guys both use Linux.
Cool.
I should definitely introduce the two of them. So he did, and we instantly clicked, I suppose. We fell in love.
We instantly clicked.
And then a show blossomed. Your child has been born.
Oh, definitely that happened.
Okay, so that's very interesting. And okay, let's go into now. I will go into the show a bit here in a bit. Let me check out my time. 12 minutes. Okay, good. When you started, I'm gonna skip to that. I told you I have it all in my head, but I have not written down. I know it doesn't matter, but let's talk about Andrew. Andrew, okay. Well, your last name is Lim. Andrew Lim, right? Lim, as in the two. If you probably do you know Chinese? I mean, do you know
a little bit
Mandarin?
Not much.
Okay, so it's the two wood, right? For the character, okay. So Andrew Lim and Andrew is Chinese, and Paul is. What is your last name, Pereira?
Yes, my middle name is actually Andrew as well.
Andrew.
So my full name is Paul Andrew Pereira.
Okay, and now, okay, and Paul Andrew, what is your ethnic background?
I'm Portuguese. No, I'm not. I'm Indian by race. Portuguese by descent.
Oh. Indian? Portuguese Indian?
Indian Portuguese? Portuguese by descent, Indian by race.
What do you mean by that?
My great, great, super duper great playboy of a grandfather was born and bred Portuguese, came over to Malaysia, banged the heck out of
him. Sorry. That was so sweet and articulate. Anyway, go ahead.
Who happened to then become my great great super freaking great grandmother? Ever since then, all Indian in family. So Portuguese by descent, Indian by race.
Okay, now it's kind of I don't know about myself and listeners, be patient because you know these two. You know, I'm my guests, and they need to know my background too. My maternal grandmother, is a Nyonya, and you know she came from a very like traditional Peranakan family, and so I sort of consider myself a bit of a Peranakan, and of course you know the food and all that has been a great influence, and so it sort of is a touch of this and a touch of that, and hence the name Pereira for you, right? It's the Portuguese. Is that a Portuguese last name?
How did we go from Pranakan to my name?
without a full stop. Yeah, so, no. I'm saying I understand
the name is maintained.
Yeah.
I get it.
I understand the relation, the name was maintained.
Yeah.
Okay.
The name was maintained since my super banging grandfather up to me, yeah. So that's how the name came in.
So what language do you speak?
I speak English. I speak our national language, Malay, tad bit of Mandarin and Hokkien. Tad bit.
Do you speak Tamil?
Oh, dude, I'm ashamed to say that I have no idea. I do not know Tamil at all.
Okay.
Now, my Mandarin is better than my Tamil.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes.
How much
is this? My Mandarin is bad. My Mandarin is bad.
现在我们是转话题讲中文啦。
Oh, John, don't lay on him. Come on.
Rub it in. No. Because my listeners don't understand Mandarin. Most of them don't. That's very interesting. What about you, Andrew? Do you have an as exciting like forefathers as Andrew? Is there any banging?
Actually, you know, I'm Malaysian born. I'm Chinese and afraid to say I am of Hokkien descent, but
Hokkien.
I don't know any Hokkien.
Okay, anyway. But you speak Cantonese, I assume, in Ipoh.
Yeah, I speak Cantonese. I speak Mandarin. Some Hakka.
What? Say that again, Paul.
Oolong cha.
That's very good.
Oh yeah.
She. Yongren.
One of our shares is called Oolong cha.
Oolong cha. Okay, yeah, I'm actually taking a sip of my water now. Not oolong cha. Okay, so Paul, Andrew, tell me a bit about your family. You are Hokkien, but you do not speak Hokkien. Did you go to a Chinese school in primary school?
No, I didn't go to any Chinese school in primary school. I attended a La Salle school,
La
Salle school.
What is that?
St. Michael's Institution.
Oh. What is that? Is it the boarding school?
I don't know actually.
Do you live there?
Is it? I think it's... No, I don't live there. Okay. I think it's a public school.
Oh, okay. Did you study Mandarin in school?
Nope, did not.
And how did you pick up Mandarin?
I know nothing about
Mandarin. Oh, I thought you know Mandarin.
My family conversed with me in Mandarin, so that's how I picked up Mandarin.
Oh, that's very cool. And so does your parents, both your parents, English educated or Chinese educated?
Chinese educated.
Say that again. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Chinese educated.
Oh, Chinese.
Chinese educated.
Okay, so that's cool that you get to learn both.
Yeah, that's great.
At least I
know a few languages.
Do you know how to write your own name at least?
Yeah, I do.
That's great. So what about you, Paul? How did you pick up your Mandarin?
Well, there's this girl, see?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. So
To pick up girls, you learn Mandarin?
No, my girlfriend is Chinese.
Oh.
And so we've been together for now about... this year will be 5 years. So she's been shooting Mandarin down my throat.
That sounds nasty!
it'll sound nastier. It'll sound nastier than you and I were shooting down a throat.
I like it. I mean, I like you talking about nasty stuff because it's all mine. You know what I'm saying?
So
I never hear you guys talk nasty stuff on your show. Of course, yours is a tech show.
We're good people.
I'm good people too, but I talk nasty stuff.
You're an evil person, John. Oh. I hate you with a passion.
Why? Are you equipment envious?
Because you own a freaking so many Macs.
Well, when you are
older, I want one, John. Come on, sell one to me.
Sell one to you?
No,
Actually,
I gave my mom a 12-inch PowerBook that I used to have. I gave it to her. And I got myself a MacBook.
You know what I want? I want the original Mac Portable. Remember that?
Which one? The black one?
No, dude. The original Mac Portable was the very first attempt by Apple for Mac. And that was huge, huge ass. It was like bigger than a briefcase thing. And it weighed like a ton. and you would carry it around like it's a big typewriter, and you open it up, say, "This is my Mac."
It'd be that, so cool.
That is vintage. That is cool. That is vintage stuff.
Okay, let's go back to your show then. Let's go back to your show. You guys talk tech on your show because, you know, you're a tech-inspired podcast and your show is called Geeks Weekly TV at geeksweeklytv.com. And so tell me a bit about the YouTube. Anytime you can chime in, just tell my listeners a bit about your shows so that they, if they're interested, they will probably go over there and check it out. And I have international listeners. You know, I have listeners all the way from, you know, Asia, Europe, mostly American, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What's your show all about?
Well, we talk about tech a lot.
This is Andrew.
At times, we focus a lot on Apple, and at times, we take a look at Linux, and we kind of bash Microsoft for their operating system.
What?
We do.
Well,
we hate it.
You bash Apple too sometimes.
No. Andrew would never knowingly bash Apple. See, Andrew is the uber Mac fanboy who just doesn't have Mac.
Thank you.
Rub it in.
I'm kind of in between, as in I prefer to look at the pros and cons of things, and if something is good, I'll just say it's good. If something's bad, I'll just say it's bad. So I would tend to bash Apple if they've got something that I think is not up to their spec.
Okay. Now, see, here's the thing. When I heard that you got, and I do listen to your shows, anything Malaysian, I actually pretty much listen to closely. When I listened to your shows in the beginning, before you actually got a Mac, I use Mac, and there are things that let me just put it this way. When I heard that you got a Mac, I'm very excited because then you actually have a first-hand approach to a Mac experience and talk about the software and the operating system, first-hand without having to...
Yeah.
Go through. Oh, I read that on the blog. So that's great. I'm looking forward to more of your Mac inputs on your shows. And what else do I want to ask you? Oh yeah, by the way, how the hell? Probably my listeners would probably get confused and say, how the hell does Paul Pereira in Malaysia sound more American than John, who's been living here for the last 12 years? Explain.
I sound American. I sound American? That's rubbish.
Okay,
I sound completely Malaysian.
Oh, totally Malaysian. Like, I don't know what Malaysian sound like.
Okay. Before I moved to Kacang, right, I lived for about 11, 12 years.
Uh-huh.
I lived in Kuala Lumpur.
Uh-huh.
And the place where I lived in, because my mom works... In Kuala Lumpur, in a place called Ampang, and
uh-huh.
that's
oh, I know
the,
Ampang.
That's Ampang.
Ampang
Yong
Tau Fu.
Yeah. But Ampang.
I know everything about food, by the way. If you know anything about tech, I know anything about food. sorry.
Yeah, so Ampang is the embassy center of of Malaysia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. She works at an international school where all the kids there are foreign, and most of them American. So
I see.
I spent 11 years there. I spent 11 years living my life there.
So around...
speaking with these kids. Yeah, so...
No.
That's the kind of community that I grew up in.
That's cool, though. That's kind of... that's not typical, but that's sort of, in a way, is kind of very Malaysia-like. Because, you know, a lot of times you kind of grew up among, like some of my Indian friends grew up with us Chinese and play Chinese and speak fluent Hokkien.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to say that I can't.
Well, at least you speak Mandarin. Hokkien. At least your girlfriend squirt Mandarin into your throat.
that sounded nastier. That's better than before.
Just give me an idea. I'll make it nastier. Can you, however, though, like me, when I go back to Malaysia, I switch back to my Malaysian twang.
Yeah, totally. If I'm with my super super duper uber Chinese educated friends,
we call it very Zina. The very Zina one.
Well, I kind of unconsciously, well, not unconsciously, subconsciously.
Yeah.
Slip into the Malaysian thing because
let's do it now. And do let's all speak like that. No, you don't have to be speak loud. So can like that. And then I let all my listeners all scratch their head. Don't know what.
I like where this conversation is going. Seriously.
Why?
You guys are so, by the minute.
You are so interesting. Oh my gosh, Jesus Christ! Hang on. Sorry.
Jesus, where is Jesus?
Oh, he was upstairs. He was cooking for me. Jesus, my mate.
By the way, John, just wanted to ask you. You said you know everything about food.
Yes.
But perhaps I could interest you. Do you know at least a little bit about Indian food?
Yes.
Because, dude, if you want like recommendations for a good eating place for Indian food, just let me know, man. I'll show you the best places, man.
Where? All in America? Oh no, in Malaysia.
Yeah, in Malaysia. Dude, America, come on. You won't get good South Indian food in America. You'll get North Indian food there.
You know what? We've got South... Well, not so much. It depends on where you are. If bigger cities, you'll have more. But anyway, tell me one place, your favorite Indian place. In Kajang, or in Penang. In Penang, because that's where I'm from.
Penang, South Indian food, not exactly the
Penang,
best in Malaysia.
Is Penang more known for its like the mama type food?
Yeah, exactly. Penang is known for more of that. If you want good South Indian food, there is one that's okay. You could go to the really commercialized ones, which is like Passage Through India and Bombay Palace. These places are like super expensive. They're like the Chili's of India. You're like the Chili's of India. They're like super expensive.
That's dude. How many really Chili's? How many Chili's do you have now in Penang? Last time I saw, there was. From my American listeners, please, Chili's is an American chain. So everybody thinks of it as really cheap food. So nobody wants to go to Chili's. I do go.
In Malaysia, you go to Chili's.
It's like glamour, gitu, right?
Yeah, it is like super glamour. I wanted to say that.
Sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
One really good cheap South Indian food location in Malaysia. Indian Hero sounds lame. Indian Hero. Oh. It is in Kuala Lumpur, along the East West Link, inside of a CMC center.
What is CMC?
CMC Churas something center.
Chura something center. Medical?
No.
Hospital? No.
It's sort of like a shopping place.
Oh.
Yeah. Along the East-West Link, Connaught Garden.
Oh, Connaught. I know Connaught.
Great. It's there. Indian Hero. Inside
the name
giant
is very
shopping
memorable.
Thing.
Yeah, the name is very memorable. So I'll try to remember that the next time I go there. Will you get, like, keberakan? Is it very spicy? Okay, for my American listeners, berak means diarrhea.
No, it doesn't.
No, berak means shit. Sorry, poop. Defecating.
That is a more technical term.
Hey,
yes.
what is? Oh, cirit berit
is diarrhea.
Diarrhea. But I'm not really saying diarrhea. It's just that, you know, sometimes when you have spicy food and you just like need to go to the bathroom very badly.
Yeah.
So that's why it's not really dire. It's not really cirit-berit. It's actually keberakan, as we call it. Some of us call it.
I'm going to remember that word till the day I die.
Oh, please do. And just tell your friends that I just had Indian and now I've got to go keberakan. Not just berak, it's keberakan because it's more than just normal berak. It's the... after the spicy Indian food better. Anyway, how did we get there, please? We were talking... you were telling me about the Indian
podcasting
place. Oh, yeah.
You're
okay. Jesus Christ, I have so much to talk to you about. But anyway, we may have to do two shows. But since it's so hard to get them on the show, and I really appreciate that you guys are doing that in the morning.
Yeah, of course it's the morning.
Anyway, okay. So... how do you come up with topics for your shows?
Oh,
you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure, why not? We actually...
Yeah, go ahead.
There are two ways. Number one, we scour the interweb for all sorts of topic, for all sorts of stories, upcoming story. In our show, in the Geeks Weekly show, we sort of have three sections. We flag it in three sections. The first section is usually the hack attack, where that usually I'll try to find something that I want to do during the week. Mm-hmm. That you cannot normally do on your computer. You need to hack either Windows or OS X or Linux in some way. So it's usually born from me wanting to do something for myself, and then I figure out I need to hack it, and I'll use that as the hack of the week.
Okay.
So that's one of the ways we get our topics.
So
then
that's one of your segments, right?
Yeah, that's one of the segments. The second segment is the news. Mm-hmm. Now that Andrew is the king of that. He scours the internet.
Are you
like,
the RSS person? You subscribe to all the news?
Yeah, he subscribes to like, I don't know, 50 RSS feeds.
I don't know. I remember. I have like 40 plus.
Yeah, dude, you've got like a shitlot of
40 plus
RSS.
Feeds.
Andrew,
so,
what kind of
solid topic
what
there.
Do you use? What RSS reader do you use?
I use Google Reader.
I do too. I just love that thing. Especially if you try it on your iPhone, you'll love it. Anyway,
oh, John, come on.
It's coming. You know it's coming.
John, come on.
It's coming. Sometime in 2008, maybe. Hopefully.
I use Flock, though. I use the built-in Flock RSS reader.
Flock.
You know Flock? Flock is a new web browser based on Firefox.
Oh, no.
And it has a built-in RSS reader that I really love. I use that. It's pretty cool.
Is it Mac software?
Is it Mac? What?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
Flock is
Linux.
Flock is cross-platform.
Oh, cross-platform.
Flock is cross-platform. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out. And, okay. And then, also, that's how you come up with your show ideas. Now, do you ever edit your shows?
Totally. Every single show.
You do.
Okay, so tell us what is your because I for this actually for all my shows, I usually don't edit. I do it live on tape, meaning I just hit record, and no matter how screw up I get, but you know, because you know that's the way my show. I want my show to be like that. You know, you get to hear my burp and all that good stuff. So good stuff. It just depends.
Good stuff, right?
Yeah. And and except no farting, no pooping, and.
Kabaraka. Farting is good. I can deal with that.
No. So who does all the work? Who does the record? How do you do the recording? And who is doing the editing?
Andrew's the king.
Well, yeah, I'm the editing. I'm the one who's doing editing.
So you do
record.
You're the post-production person, right?
Come again?
You're the post person. You're doing all the editing.
Yeah. I'm the one who does the editing. You know, at times when we do mention that our dogs do jump in and bark, because, you know, I'm living on the corner a lot, so...
Oh, I see.
You know, they just jump in and just bark
all
over the place, so I have to edit those away just to keep that, so that our voice is on the foreground instead of being floated all over by the dogs barking. And, we record in such a way, Paul records his own track, he'll mail it to me, I record my own track, and I export it as a certain format, so that I keep the original format and do nothing to it. And
so you're doing what we call like the double ender, right, for the podcasting field. So you each do your own recording, and then you
that's
edit
right.
it together.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, when you're doing the conversation, do you use Skype to do that then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we use Skype.
We use Skype. Sometimes Skype isn't fast enough, so we use Google Talk. For the folks who don't understand why we do the double ender, there's two reasons.
That sounds
Number
nasty
one.
Too, by the way.
Oh,
sorry,
man. John. Thank you.
Anyway,
well, let's
explain what double ender is, because not many people know what it is.
Yeah, so there's two reasons. One, because usually one of us is talking at a time. So let's say Andrew is talking, and then I'm keeping quiet, and my dog starts barking. Right. If you're recording both of those tracks at the same time on the same machine as one file, then it's gonna mix in. But if you're recording as two separate files, then you can cut away my portion. Yep. You can silence my portion throughout the duration that my dogs are barking.
Right.
Second reason is because Skype has a delay. Like right now, we have a delay as well. We can combat that delay by having those two tracks. We can cut and paste and merge it at certain lines that allow it to sound like it has less
tighter.
Of delay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And especially if you are in Malaysia, unfortunately.
Yes. Oh,
because I know when I went back to visit my family, oh my gosh, things are slow. I have, just to rub it in again, right, I have 15 megabit per second download and a 1 megabit per second upload. And so for...
On T1 or something?
No, it's just my cable. It's just my regular home... well, I do have to pay extra for the faster upload and the 15 megabit download. But anyway,
why don't we have that
so sweet?
Well, eventually, I'm sure it will. Just like look at podcasting; it only took 3 years to come to this stage. So that's how you do your. Oh, that's really nice to know. And I wonder, how do you go about recruiting new listeners?
Andrew should do it. Yeah.
We pounce. We use pounce, and we'll just beam out a message that there's a new episode up, and of course there's RSS feed. One of our format is on iTunes. If they subscribe on iTunes, they'll definitely get episodes weekly. And Facebook, what? Twitter.
Are you on iTunes?
Paul didn't update Twitter. Yeah. Only one of our show.
Oh, why don't you add the other one?
Is
Geeks Weekly TV on iTunes, or is your Malaysian Minute on iTunes?
No, only the Geeks Weekly show is on iTunes.
Oh, okay. Do you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Who submitted the iTunes for you?
I think Andrew's doing that. Yeah.
Andrew did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I did. I did that.
Okay, cool.
I just put it on iTunes so everybody can go ahead and grab it.
Now, tell people, now how, don't you need an account to submit a show?
Oh, yes, you do.
Uh-huh, but you just have to wait. But not everybody can get there, right? I just want to know. I wasn't sure for all the other Malaysian podcasters who are listening or future Malaysian podcasters. They may want to know how to do it. Now, the previous suggestion was that you just send me an email, online@gmail.com, and I'll submit that for you. But you can now send it to Andrew, too.
Oh, you don't want to hear a story on how I get an iTunes account, John. You don't want to know about it.
Okay, we won't go there. But, I just wasn't sure. You know, I thought maybe there's an easier way. I've just been telling people to email me.
There is. Okay. And Andrew knows that well.
Does it involve iTunes gift cards?
Yes. No, it's not forgiveness, actually.
Oh.
Well, you know, spoofing and this and that.
Okay,
come on.
Okay, we'll skip through that for now, oh my gosh. Okay, let's see the crucial stuff that I want to ask you. So you can subscribe to Geeks Weekly TV on iTunes. Now you haven't really answered me yet. Besides using Pounce, Pounce is like a Twitter-like application, right? Pounce.
Yeah.
Oh, so where people can follow you.
The other ways to recruit is periodically go on message boards, forums, tech forums, and so on, all over the internet, and advertise saying, this is a new up-and-coming podcast from Malaysia about technology, first of its kind, so on and so forth. And at the end, I always make sure to include our sponsor's offer, because yahoo.com.my, who is our sponsor, gives a 20 bucks discount on your
ringgit.
Hosting plan.
Make it clear, 20 ringgit. Yeah, the ringgit. Show is mostly American. Not 20 US dollars, but 20 ringgit. If you're from Malaysia, that's a good... I think one of my listeners actually, or another podcaster, William, I think, used the code. to get the disc.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, really? He's the person who did the Lonely Classroom.
Lonely Classroom, yeah.
Yeah, he used your code.
Wee wee wah wah.
Yeah, wee wee wah wah, that's right. Anyway, go ahead. So that's how you provide...
That kind of hooks people, because they're like, oh, this is a code. Let me check it out.
Right.
Where is it from? They'll go over to the website and say, oh, this is a pretty good podcast. Let me check it out for about 2 weeks and see. So that's kind of how we try and generate a large listener base.
Okay. Now, what about where are you hosting your files? Where do you store your media files?
Everything is online.
Yeah, we're hosting it on PodShow.
Mm-hmm. What I haven't heard any of their tag on your shows.
PodShow?
Yeah.
Their text? Yeah.
It's at the beginning. It's at the beginning and right at the end of the recording.
Are you sure? I've never heard it.
No, it's in the end of the recording, Paul.
At the end.
Oh, maybe I just don't remember it.
Sorry
to say that. I mean, it's a great service. I think people should use it, especially if it's free. You should use it, and they've got a reliable service. It's just that sometimes I get very annoyed hearing that same thing after, 10,000 times, because there are many shows who host it there. But it's a great service. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
So your media files are hosted at PodShow.
Yeah.
And
for the website.
Ahead. Uh-huh,
the
website.
Website's got lots of images. So I host that. We host that on Google Pages.
Mm-hmm.
Although we have a free hosting plan, as in Yahoo sponsors us, they gave us a hosting plan,
uh-huh.
We prefer to not host it on a local server.
Right.
We prefer to host it online. Just in case there's a downtime, so people can still access the website.
Right. Now, how did you find Yahost? Yahost is Yahost, Malaysia. Yahost.com.my. How did you find them to be your sponsors?
There was a period of time when both Andrew and I, we were like, dude, we still need a sponsor,
because
we are growing. The podcast is growing. More people listen. There was a time when we had over 45,000 listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, we still need a sponsor. This is the time to go get it. So we wrote to all kinds of companies. We're like, you can sponsor this, it sponsors that, and we'll advertise for you. And a few of them replied. I think Exabytes replied, Yahoo's replied, and we found that Yahoo's gives the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to go with Yahoo's.
That's cool. Yahoo's.com.my.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And they have a promotional code too. The code is really long, but I know what it is. It's WH9400. No, I'm not going to tell it. You should go listen to geeksweeklytv.com and then find your code there.
Yep.
Yeah.
See how good I am?
Yes,
well,
you are good.
And
thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome. And it gets me very excited to see a new podcast is coming, especially from Malaysia. And we will, maybe this should be... Is there anything that you want to tell me or my listeners or whatever, besides spreading the news that geeksweeklytv.com is out there?
Andrew?
Just come to the page, stay for a bit, listen, and see if you enjoy it. If you enjoy it, keep coming back. We'll
subscribe.
And go.
Thank you.
And we've got Google Ads there. Go and click the shit out of the Google Ads and
don't
give us
say
cash.
That.
Okay, give us some money.
Don't say that. Don't say that. We know what to do. Come on. We just help out this website and that's very good. You know, see, I've been podcasting and I haven't really found I'm not actively seeking sponsors. Well, you know what? We have to talk about some other thing, because I just listened to your latest show before I come home today. And but let me get back to that later. But I want to talk about I haven't been seeking sponsors. And it's great that you're doing that. And it's great that you actually found good sponsors. So good job on that. But I want to talk, well, you know, I am not so much, what was that? I'm not so much into that, because most of my podcasts are not, the only thing that can be commercialized is probably Penang Hokkien. However, yeah, the content of Penang Hokkien is very racy because we don't censor. We use every, we will talk like how you would talk to your friends. Like how you just, yeah, a bunch of friends sit down, you just chit chat, and you're in a room and you're talking to all your friends, and you don't really, other people are not listening in, so you don't censor yourself, you say everything you want. That's pretty much Penang Hokkien. So, so that's why it's sort of, it would be difficult to find sponsors. That's why I'm not even actively seeking sponsors. Plus, the sponsors, I want it to be from Malaysia, and mm-hmm, if it ever happens, but I want it to be something that they would come to me rather than I would go to them, so that you know if it happens, they're gonna have to come to me rather than I go to them. I don't have any active plan on trying to find sponsor. But that said, yeah, go ahead. I know Paul has something to say.
Yeah. Well, I don't see why you would want to make it a they would have to come to you thing, because even like really okay, the number two podcast on the internet, Dig Nation. Mm-hmm. Not Dig Nation, but Dig. Dig, which is the website. The boys at Dig, they went to see all the big companies. They went to see Google and Microsoft and so on. And then Microsoft won the advertising right deal. So they went to see the advertisers.
No, yeah, and which I have nothing against that at all. It's just that me. Yeah. When I have a show that is not sponsored, or at least I don't actively go out seeking sponsor, I don't have the responsibility of saying, oh my gosh, I have to do this, I have to do that, and whether or not it's going to be approved by the sponsors, or whether I need to do a show. So I want to still have that freedom. There's a trade-off. I mean, I totally understand why, you know, the approach of doing that, but my trade-off is since I can afford it, and I enjoy doing it, and it's doing something out there. That's my personal choice, but it doesn't mean that I'll always be that way. You know, at some point, I may actually choose to go whore myself out, and please come pay me. Anyway, before we end, I want to ask you about the thing that we talked about, and thank you for putting the CRN.net sticker on your page. I saw it there.
No,
but what I was, Andrew was talking about CRN.net, and then you were saying you have something to say about that. I want to hear what I'm curious as to what you were going to say. Is this something, the same thing as, it's like a Malaysian related content or Malaysian provided content directory, and you said you have something to say about that or something on your show. Do you remember that? Paul?
Yeah, Paul, you did say something about that.
Yeah.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you said you have something about that, and you never really elaborate on that, but I want to know what it is. Do you remember?
You know what? I really don't remember even saying
that. Let me play it back. Let me play it back for you.
Oh, you're in trouble, man.
Which show was it? Which
it was the latest one. It was the latest one.
Okay, this show. Okay.
Rubbing it in.
Well,
I mean, I don't think you're going to say anything bad about it. You just said that you have an opinion about it. So I'm going to try to see if I can download that real quick. You remember, I do have 15 megabit per second download. It's really quick.
Yeah, sure. Oh, totally.
I'll play it so that you can actually, help yourself remember.
Definitely, it's nothing bad. That's for sure.
No, I think you probably have an idea
I think I wanted to clarify what CRN.net was.
Okay. Right. So, what were you going to say, though? Let me see if I can find that clip for you to hear. Oh, shit. I haven't plugged in yet. Hang on. I need to plug it in. Okay, now it's plugged in. Sorry. See if you hear it.
This is totally unedited.
Okay, this is from their show, so hang on. Why don't I hear something? Please, come on. Because I haven't turned on the knob yet. You know, that would help if I turn on my mixer. Okay, now let's...
Each and every file that you upload.
Oh, really? But that was before. That was when it was... Okay.
All right, let's go straight.
I am good. I'm straight. I'm not...
I remember that conversation.
Or you can just go to the penanghockey.com and look for the link. You find online there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And also Sierran.net, SIARAN.NET, where it is a listing of Malaysian podcasters and podcasts that is Malaysian made.
Yes, I have some reservations about that, but I think about it on John's show.
There you go. Say okay, you're gonna talk about that on the show. So there you go. Give you opportunity to say.
I wanted to point out the difference between Geeks Weekly TV and CRN.net.
Mm-hmm.
That's not. Oh, now I get. Now I know what I want to say.
All right.
One of the things that I really wanted to talk about on this show is the state of Malaysian podcasting, which I think should have been the number one thing we were talking about on the show.
You know what? We will do that for next week. How about that? We save that. Okay, I will end the show, hold that thought, and then we will come back to it. Maybe not next week or maybe the following week, because next week you'll be hearing from my New York trip, and you'll probably get several podcasts before you get to the other, podcasting in Malaysia. That's what we want to talk about. And so we'll do that. We'll save that for the future, and I'll let you know when it's about to air. For now, go to geeksweekly.tv. No, shit, sorry. Block. GeeksTVWeekly.com.
Did I say that?
Shit.
Geeks.
Okay, I'll let you say it. I'll let you say it. Please, say it now.
Okay, it's GeeksWeeklyTV.com. Do not be confused with GeeksWeekly.com. There is another site, GeeksWeekly.com. It's not active. It is done by two really idiotic people who stole our name. They stole our name.
Oh, yes. they were weak late and they stole our name.
Yes.
Okay, well, anyway, I just want to clarify also for your listeners, if you were to point your listeners to listen to this, is it's onlinepodcast.com, because online.com is actually used to own by a Singaporean financial institute, and they stopped using the website, and I contacted them, and they I said, you know, I would like to buy it from you, but I'm an individual person, and I want to see how much you're offering, and apparently I haven't offered enough money that they just, you know, wrote me once and then never replied. So online.com, I still don't have. Onlinepodcast.com, but you can always go to johnong.com and click on the podcast and then find me there, or if you can Google search it, please, online, O-N-G-L-I-N-E, you'll find me on top of the search result. You know, that's a reason, you know, that's if you're out there this long, if you're still doing it, Google search would come up very, very good for you. Anyway, thank you so much, both of you, Andrew Lim and Paul Pereira, and go check out their show at geeksweeklytv.com, and I will definitely put a link on my website, so go check that out. And in the meantime, if you want to check out Walt, my adventure in New York City, please come back to Online Podcast regularly. I'll be posting photo from my iPhone I'm going. As I'm going at the same time, I'll be posting recordings also from New York. So go check that out, onlinepodcast.com. And you can leave me comment at 206-888-JOHN, 206-888-JOHN for your voice comment. Or you can go to my onlinepodcast.com and then leave a comment there. Or you can also leave me my Mai Ching Chong message on the right-hand side. And is that all? Yeah, that's probably it. Thank you so much, boys, for doing this. I forgot to ask, Andrew, are you 22 as well?
22 this year.
22, so you're same age, both of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And I will we'll catch up with you. Please come back to Online Podcasts regularly, because we'll be talking about podcasts in Malaysia with these two boys in the future, very near future. So thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you to Andrew and Paul and all of you. Have a good one, and don't forget to smile. Bye-bye. Say bye to people. Bye.
Don't drink beer. Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Bye-bye. You get hanged. Bye.
Bye-bye.